This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got a nice crowd already, and it's going to get even bigger tonight. It's going to be a packed house here at the pit. David Bishop is going to be the referee. We'll toss this one up, and the ball is going to be controlled by Stomp. They'll head to the south end here in the first quarter of the first half. Katie Teakin has the ball, swings it around to Feldman over in the corner. They'll go inside and back up top, swing the ball across. Now it's going to be a drive by Teakin. She'll go to the hole and get fouled. Looks like that's going to go against Staten. And that's one thing that the Cavaliers cannot have, Tim, and that is for Jill Staten to get in foul trouble.
No, that's exactly right. That's worst case scenario, 15 seconds in and a foul on Jill.
And as a result, Staunton will take the ball out. They'll go up top for a three-point shot, no good by Teakin. However, the Bulldogs get the rebound and have another shot over on the left side, and it won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Isabella Taberzi. Staunton with a good 1-2-2 three-quarter trap, and they're in it good and close, but a little too close. Going to be a reach-in foul, and it's going to go against Savannah Billings. That's the other thing, pressure defense, what it'll do to a young team. It's one thing to be able to get into your offense and scoring, but it's another thing to just get the ball down the floor. And they can't do that. They can't even get the ball inbounds as Mr. Schwartz calls a turnover, as it'll be a five-second count on the Cavaliers. So Staunton will get the ball, and they will head south. With the ball is Katie Teakin. She'll dish it off to Feldman. Whoa, high off the glass, way too high. Coming up with the rebound is Staten. Jill will bring the ball down on the dribble, take it out top to Reels. Reels going to kick it over to Teakin and back to Wills. Then back over to the other side, it'll go this time to Weiser. Shots up and no good. Coming down with the rebound is Harris Legender. Legender will dish it off to Feldman, and L will bring it up on a dribble. Whoa, a little iffy pass there, but she gets it completed. Now drive to the hole, shots up and no good, as it was Katie Teakin going strong to the basket, but that little floater came up a little bit short. Now it's Taberzi bringing the ball down on the dribble. She'll give the ball off to Reels. Reels back to Taberzi. Taberzi with the ball over on the side, shots up and good. Bottom of the net for Braylee Weiser, the freshman. Had a little bit of ice water in the veins as she drained that one. Back the other way, it'll be Teakin. Teakin's going to dish the ball off to Legender. Over on the wing, it'll go to Billings. Billings back up top to Legender. Back to Billings. Now to Legender trying to get inside. Going to be a reach-in foul as Legender was having trouble with the traffic, but she got lucked out there as the foul's going to go against Hannah Gibson. Gibson will pick up her first, team second. Inbounds it comes to Billings. Billings looks inside to Legender. Legender trying to shoot without turning, and when you're facing east and shooting south, that's not a good combination.
Doesn't usually end well. Now, she just rushed herself there. She had time to get squared up.
Now the Bulldogs put that pressure defense on again, and it creates a turnover. That's the second turnover of the game on Coach Deneve's team. Coach Deneve's all the way down at the end line, coaching from the far extreme. Maybe he's going to sneak out to the concession stand. I don't know. Back this way it comes to Teakin inside the free throw line. She's up, and she's good.
Well, Gary, Darren's finally learned his lesson in championship games. In his younger days, he'd wear a suit. Inevitably, he would rip the suit jacket off a few minutes in and get teed up. So he's back to the classic sweater vest.
Here we go. Another shot up and good by Braylee Weiser. Don't look now, but the rookie has two trays, and it is 6-2 in favor of the Carlinville Cavaliers. With the ball heading over to the wing, it'll go to Feldman. Feldman's shot's no good. They're fighting on the ground for the ball, and it's going to be last touched by the Bulldogs. It'll be Carlinville ball as Lily Reels gets it in to Staten. Jill being guarded closely there by Harris Legender. Long pass to the shooter, Braylee Weiser. She'll give it up this time. We'll go back over to the other side to Teakin. Now back to Braylee. Up! It's good! It's good! 1, 2, 3. Count them. 3 threes for the rookie, Braylee Weiser. And she has the Cavaliers on top, 9-2. Who would have thunk it, right? Back the other way. Shots up by Legender. Harrison will not get this one to go. And the Cavaliers come down with a rebound. And everybody's saying, get the ball to Braley. Get
there
the ball
it is.
To Braley. She's got it, but she's being guarded, so she'll pass it back out. They'll reverse back to the other side to Staten. Now shot up from the free throw line is no good. And that time it was Isabel Taberzi trying to get the shot to drop. It wouldn't go. Over on the wing, the ball goes to L. Feldman. Feldman passed it back. It was, nope, it was not tipped. So it'll be an over and back violation on the Bulldogs.
You know, Gary, historically with Carlinville, no matter what type of team they've had, when they're making shots, that is when they are really dangerous. Because a lot of times they may struggle to score the basketball, but you know the defense is going to be there night in, night out.
Well, I tell you what, Staunton is putting on good pressure defense, but somehow or another, the Cavaliers, by reversing the ball, they have found Weiser open three times in a row, and she's produced. And I tell you what, for a rookie, I don't care if she's a senior, for anybody in the championship game to come out and start with three threes, that's an awesome beginning.
Well, you said it after the first one, Gary, ice water.
Indeed, indeed. She did it and did it and did it again. Lily Brandy is going to come into the ball game for the Staunton Bulldogs as they're going to step up and play. It looks like they're going to match up and go man-to-man here. We'll see. Yes, indeed. And the pass is going to be an errant one, and Brandy's going to retrieve it, take it off the glass, and in. So Lily Brandy didn't take her long to make her presence felt as she ran down the loose ball and got an easy two at the other end. Now to Staten at midcourt against the pressure. Jill brings it in, stops him, pops him 12. It will not go. Coming up with a rebound is Legender. Harris is going to dish it off to Teakin. Katie has the ball. She'll swing the ball back to Legender. Now the reverse to the left wing, and it'll be Brooke Kinder going to the hole. She's hacked in the act and will shoot a couple of free throws there. Foul's going to go on Lily Reels. Reels will have her first. Three fouls against the Cavaliers, against three different people. We're at the 3:45 mark here in quarter number one. 9-4 is the Cavalier lead. It's time for a mask timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. Levi Ubelt, he's our man tonight. He'll be producing the doubleheader championship night here at the Coupon County Tournament. Go down the floor and a foul on Hannah Gibson, the 5'10 freshman for the Cavaliers. It'll send Savannah Billings to the free throw line. She'll miss the first of two.
Gary, it's a triple header. We got Nokomis Pena semifinal from Litchfield coming up.
I forgot about that. How could I forget about Pena?
I don't know. I won't tell Gary Jr. or Brand.
I'll hear about it. Yeah, the word will get out. One or the other. The word will get out. So Billings then misses both free throws. And the Cavaliers will bring the ball down. Reels on a dribble. Whoa, got caught in a double team, loses control of the ball. Once again, it's Brandy. Bandy comes up with the ball. Her shot's up, no good. She gets the rebound. They'll call her for a travel. Lily Bandy, a 5'4 freshman. She's a little dynamo out there, I tell you.
And that was a smart play by Jill Staten. She almost reached in, and then at the last second, she pulled it back.
So now the Cavaliers come up to the north end of the floor, and it's going to be Staten. Whoa, Staten does lose the ball. There that Bandy girl is once again. Driving in for the layup, up and good, as this time it was Katie Teakin who comes up with a left-hand layup on the left side. Give her 4 points. Now another steal, and in between a double team. Looked like a foul. Nothing was called there. So therefore, if the whistle doesn't blow, it's not a foul.
That's right.
I've learned that in my years. Now another steal. Oh, almost had a steal there. But stepping on the end line was Savannah Billings. She was a little upset. Worked on it all that hard and looked down there, and there was her toe just barely stepping on the line. So the Cavaliers will inbound. It'll be Jill Staten triggering it in the corner. She'll get the ball in to Taberzi. Almost lost it, but Staten is able to run it down. Staten going to give the ball off to 00 Jordan Loveless just in the game. Tell you what, you try to get the ball in the middle, there's one, two, and even three Staunton Bulldogs in there. So they'll take the baseline jumper from over on the left side. Going to be a traveling call. That was a good job by Reels. She got in the way and then didn't reach and let the turnover come in itself.
If Carmville doesn't shore up their passes, Gary, it's going to turn into a long night real fast.
Well, it's 9-6. They've got the three-point lead, but they came up with those three threes, and since then it's been kind of quiet offensively. And as you said, not only do you have to know where you're passing, but when. You got to get it there before the defense makes the adjustment. State for three off the line. They're going to let it go out of bounds, and it'll be Staunton Bulldog. Evan Frank in the ball game for SHS. She has to stop the tire shoe. Got that taken care of. They'll give the ball off to Katie Teakin. Teakin being guarded by Staten. He's going to pass inside, give it to Billings. Billings look to go to the basket. They're going to say off of the Bulldog's leg and out of bounds. Mr. Chappell was very certain on that call.
Now, I saw it off Carlinville, but
if it's off the other end, I'm not going to argue. If the man in black and white makes the call, I'm not going to argue. I keep telling myself one of these days I can convince myself.
I don't believe you, Gary. You didn't say that with a lot of conviction.
Reach-in foul on Evan Frank as the Staunton Bulldogs. They have committed only two fouls, but I'll tell you what, they have created a number of turnovers already.
Well, everything is contested for Carlinville. Every pass, every cut, every bounce.
Now shots up, partially blocked, and it's going to be recovered by Savannah Billings. Billings dishes it off to Teakin. Teakin brings it down on the dribble. Now it'll go off to Frank. Frank goes back over to Teakin. She'll fire the three. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound, and I believe we're going to have a foul on the Cavaliers' Carly Tips, who just came into the game, the 5'3 sophomore. But anyway, she reaches in on a rebound and picks up her first. Five team fouls on CHS. And here comes foul number six as they're trying to pick up the aggressiveness on the defense. And it's costing them from the foul situation. Addie Rule, the 5'9 freshman, picked up that foul. And that will be her first. That is already six team fouls, so Staunton will be in the bonus the rest of the half. Now, whoa. Kind of a trip shot there. I think she must have tripped over the E in Miners there because she was out of control trying to get that shot up. Cavaliers come away with it. Reels is going to lose it. There's three of them heading that way, and they're going to say the one who touched it last was Carly Tips, and the Cavalier fans over here in the north end right behind us or beside us, they didn't like that call.
The Carnival students disagreed.
They didn't like that call. If we took a vote, it would go the other way. But instead, it'll be Frank with the ball. Frank's over at the free throw line extended on the left side. She's wanting to get the ball inside to Billings. Billings is going to kick it back out on the other side. Shots up, rattles around, and finally goes down for Katie Teakin. So Teakin has made three twos. She has 6 points to lead the way, and the Bulldogs have pulled within one. 9-8. Now it's an over and back call. There was a situation where the pressure got to Addie Rule. She didn't realize she was in the front court. She threw it to the back court. That'll be turnover number six on CHS.
Yeah, the Bulldog pressure definitely has Carlinville sped up and a little bit out of sorts.
Carlinville and their man-to-man defense, as it'll be Feldman getting it into the high post to Legender. Tell you what, people are falling all over the place. Now it's a three-pointer up and good by Savannah Billings. She gets bottom of the net. Staunton gets lead for the first time tonight, 11-9, as we head into the final minute. Now, once again, that good pressure by the Staunton Bulldogs results in Reels dribbling the ball off of her foot. And sometimes you don't even have to play that difficult a defense, just be in the way at the right time.
Once the pressure's got you sped up, Gary, it's done its job. Staunton on a 9-0 run here.
Trying to make a pass that went awry there. And so the Bulldogs are going to give the ball up with their fourth turnover of the game. Seven turnovers on the Cavaliers that have been more costly. Now Staten trying to bump off the defense, drives through one, two, three, four people. Her shot comes up short, and Legender comes away with a rebound. Who would have thought we'd played a whole quarter and Harris Legender would have yet to score? Now watch, she'll probably pop one in here right at the end of the quarter. She has the ball. She'll kick it over on the wing to Grant Bandy. Bandy didn't realize how much time was left on the clock. She's dribbling in when the clock expires. Horn goes off. Quarter number one in the books. Staunton with 11. Carlinville with 9. Back with the second quarter action on WSMI. Second quarter action coming. Mr. Mize, would you give me an update on what we're having on the air the rest of the night?
Well, we got North Mac Southwestern for the boys championship coming up next year from Gillespie, and then Nokomis and Payne, a championship semifinal at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational at 9 o'clock tonight on WSMI.
A Friday night triple header Lucky me, I got the first game. I can be in the hospitality room and listen to the next
two. There you go.
Anyway, as they bring the ball down, ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll be Staunton ball as they will inbounds and get the ball in to Katie Teakin. Teakin's going to dish the ball back up top to Brooke Kinder. Kinder back to Teakin. Teakin was trying to set her feet for the shot. Instead, she's called for the travel. Five turnovers on the Bulldogs. Now, it's one thing to commit the turnover. It's another thing to commit the turnover and the other team score in transition. And that's what's happened several times already here tonight for the Bulldogs. They've gotten the steals. It'll be Reels coming in. She wants to roll dribble before she gets to midcourt. Now down to Staten. Oh, Staten with a nice bounce pass there off to Rule. Back to Staten in the corner. Jill swings it back up top to Reels. Reels has the ball. Lily on the dribble over on the right side. Gets the ball to Burzy. Isabel just gives it right back. Now over to Staten at the elbow. Up a little long, a little strong. Coming away with the rebound is L. Feldman. Feldman wants to go all the way, then dish off and gets the basket or the ball to Katie Teakin. There's a situation for one player does all the work. The diagonal pass gives the teammate an easy two.
11-0 run now for Staunton.
They have a 13-9 lead as Carlinville passing the ball around the perimeter for three. Bottom of the net is the bell to Burzy, and the Cavaliers have 12 points all on three-pointers. Four threes on the night gives them 12. Oh, fighting for the rebound, had her feet knocked out from under. That was just an aggressive play. Ooh, reach in, got away with it there, did Jill Staten. Now we're going to have a foul going into the lane. And this one's going to go against. Is that Reels going to pick up her second? Okay, they're showing 14 with just one. I had her with two.
That's Kinder for Staunton.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Got the wrong 14. Kinder has one. And now the Cavaliers are going to turn over. That's an unforced error as Staten was simply trying to skip it all the way across the floor. Did not work. Turnover number 9 on CHS. We'll give the ball back to the Bulldogs of Staunton. Savannah Billings is going to sit down and have a rest. So Kinder's in there along with Teakin. And also in the lineup, Harris Legender. Now trying to go down the sideline. It's going to be out of bounds, and it'll be turnover number 6 on SHS. Lily Bandy also in the lineup now for the Bulldogs as they put on the full court pressure. Cavaliers get the ball into Staten. Staten wants to take on a dribble. The Bulldogs wanting to get into a double team. And it is, whoa, okay. As the ball was dropped, it was bounced off of a Staunton foot. I wasn't sure on that, but I wasn't sure there might have been a foul. So I guess all's well that ends well. Cavaliers maintain possession.
It evened out, Gary, I guess.
So we have a timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 6:04 to go until halftime. 13-12, Staunton with the lead. You're listening to the Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. 1-1-1 will do, thank you. Well, the pit has been the pit for the Cavaliers as far as trying to hang on to the ball. The Bulldogs come up with yet another steal as they tried to go into the post. Staten loses it. Bulldogs come away with it. They lead by one. Ball is handed off over there on the wing to Lily Bandy. Bandy is in drive and gets called for the travel. That's 7 turnovers on the Bulldogs. So even though the Bulldog defense is creating turnovers, they're making some silly ones themselves.
They are, but it feels like the Carlinville turnovers have more legs, like they're going to last the whole game with the Staunton pressure.
You have to feel that the Cavaliers might be in trouble. They have yet to hit a two-pointer tonight. They have 4 threes, so getting the ball inside has not been an option for the Cavaliers. Braylee Weiser there for a while was a good option, as she had 3 threes there in the early going. She has yet to score again. Isabella Taberzi with the 3 here in the second quarter, and that accounts for the 12 points for the Cavaliers. As you say, it seems like the Bulldogs are outplaying them in many phases, but yet they're only one behind. Now on the drive, it's going to be a foul called against Katie Teakin. She just kind of dropped that shoulder, and that's kind of a giveaway once you do that.
I feel like a lot of the Staunton mistakes or miscues have been self-inflicted, whereas they are forcing the issue on the Carlinville Cavaliers.
So you're saying one way or another they're responsible for most all the turnovers.
I think so, yes.
So the Cavaliers get the ball into Staunton, and she'll give the ball back to Tabersi. Now back to Staunton as they get the ball across midcourt to Reels. Had a shot there about 12 feet out on the left or right side. Decided not to take it. Bottom of the net, Jill Staunton. Guess what, folks? It's another three for the Cavaliers.
The great equalizer, that three-point shot.
And that makes it 15-13. The Cavaliers with the lead over the number one seed, Staunton Bulldogs. Most everybody said this was the Staunton game to win. It would be the Cavaliers having to play a perfect game to stay with them. Cavaliers seem like they're playing kind of loose now as they're starting to break that pressure a little bit. Reels now comes in to try to go to the free throw line. Nope, that's closed off. So she'll go back up between the circles. A little pushing and shoving there by a pair of 24s to Tabersi and Teakin. Referee evidently wasn't watching. Let them play. Staunton now wants to come down the right side. She'll go to the free throw line extended, kick it back up top. That's up and good by Isabel Tabersi. So Tabersi has five, makes it 17-13. Cavies with a four-point lead as we hit the four-minute mark of quarter number two. Katie Teakin gives the ball off over on the wing to Lily Brandy. Brandy brings the ball up top. Now she'll dish it off to Frank. We'll swing it back around to the left side now in the corner. Shots up by Teakin. It will not go, but the Cavaliers cannot corral the rebound. Evan Frank does so for the Bulldogs. She'll take it back out top, giving it off to Lily Bandy. They'll take it over on the left wing. Now try to go inside. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be a jump ball. I'll tell you what, she was fighting all the way to the ground, was Braylee Weiser.
She's having a heck of a first half, isn't she?
Sitting on the seat of her pants, she still was there to get a jump ball. Now we're going to have a mask timeout. So with 3:34 to go till halftime, 17-13 is the Cavalier lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. All right, Staunton will get the ball to start the second half as it'll be Katie Teakin bringing the ball down, dishing it off to Elle Feldman. Back up top it goes. Now lead lob pass, looking inside, trying to get the ball to Legender. It goes off of her hands and out of bounds. Turnover number nine on the Bulldogs. 12 turnovers for the Cavaliers in the first half. Now Reels on the dribble, faces a double team, so she'll swing the ball over to the other side to Tabersi. Tabersi brings it across midcourt. Now she'll give the ball back up to Reels. Lily with the ball goes high point to the post in there to Staunton. Staunton's working on the elbow over on the left side. Now she'll come up to the head of the key. Looking to set a screen perhaps. Instead, Reels goes back the other way. Could be a 5-second count coming up here. Nope. They're going to say she wasn't closely guarded. Tell you what, I don't want to be that closely guarded.
No kidding. If that's not closely guarded, what is?
The three-point shot I thought was going to be taken by Tabersi. Instead, she tried to go into the post.
I feel like I've seen that 5-second closely guarded call more this year than the last several years combined.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, I appreciate it because when somebody works that hard on defense,
that's right,
you need to be commended for it and you need to get a result. Staunton going to look for a three. Bottom of the net. Jill Staunton with the three. That is now six trays on the night for the Cavaliers. So that's 18 of their 22 points have come from beyond the three-point line. Now it's Kinder with the ball over on the wing. She'll dribble out between the circles. Now they'll dish the ball off and give the ball inside to Billings. Billings back up for Trey. No good. There is a Legender coming up with the rebound. Now she'll get the ball off to Billings, and Billings had to force that ball up. It crawled over the edge of the rim. Her second basket of the night. She has 5 points. It's 23-22. Staunton with a one-point lead. Tabersi on the dribble gets the ball off over on the wing to Weiser. Weiser comes out between the circles and then dishes off to Reels. Lily looks over to the right side. She'll instead go to Staunton at the high post. Staunton's thinking about the shot from the elbow. Now she'll drive left side off the glass and good. Nice move there by Staunton. She got the defender to come up thinking she was going to shoot. went right around her.
You know, Gary Weiser had a good first half. Don't you feel if Carnival's going to win it, it's Jill Staten's show in the second half.
Amen to that. She is the leader on and off the floor, that's for sure. Kinder on the dribble. She'll give the ball back up on top, and they'll swing it over to Legender. Legender not getting a whole lot of touches, much less the opportunity to score. Now they'll set the double screen, sets her up out top. Instead, she'll dish the ball off. Three-point shot up and no good. Fighting for the rebound, coming down with it, is going to be Hannah Gibson. And we're going to call a foul on the play, and this one's going to go against, I believe that's Savannah Billings, right? Yep, Savannah will pick up her second foul, and the Cavaliers will inbound and get the ball in to Taberzi. Taberzi off to Staten. Staten's got a one-on-one opportunity. Still stop and pop from the free throw line extended. It won't go. Staunton comes up with a rebound and a reach-in foul going to be called. This one will go against Hannah Gibson, and I believe that's going to be number three on Gibson. And she's going to have a seat. Is replacing her in the Cavalier lineup will be 5'9 freshman Addie Rule. Bulldogs coming down with the ball, trailing 24-23. Staunton, the number one seed in the county. Carlinville, the number two seed in the county. Shots up by Feldman from just outside the three-point line, and she gets bottom of the net. First time we've heard from Elle Feldman, the 5'4 freshman. Gives the lead back to the Bulldogs. Now Staten trying to go through the defense. Going to be a foul on the reach over. Staten applauds the call because she felt she got mugged from behind. They're going to call that foul on Billings, and Billings is going to pick up her third, I do believe. Savannah will have a seat, and she'll be replaced in the lineup. Is that Kinder coming back in? Into the corner, it goes to Staten. Her pass is intercepted, as that was the deal where she never saw the defender coming. Real's going to be short or slow getting this set for the charge. They'll call the foul on Reels. She had the right idea. She just couldn't get set in time.
The pass from Staten, she just flatly never saw Bandy there.
No, that's like in football when you don't see that linebacker yep. coming from the opposite side. It'll be a couple of free throws here. First one's up, rattles around, and finally goes down. Took the scenic route, as they say. Tasted all parts of the rim, then finally fell in. Lily Bandy will get another one. She has 7 points on the night. Looking for number eight. She found it. 8 points now for Bandy. 28-24. Staunton has picked up a four-point lead all of a sudden. Reels back to Taberzi. Taberzi wants to dribble and zig and back. Oh, she goes behind her back, spins to get to midcourt, gives it off to Reels. They're going to call a traveling call. I got to give her a 9.2 on the style anyway.
It was a good-looking move until the travel.
She knew what she wanted to do, but just couldn't get the feet set in time. That'll be turnover number 14 unofficially on the Cavaliers. Only their second one here in the second half. Into the corner, shots up, no good. There's Taberzi coming off the rebound. Taberzi has Kinder right in their face. She'll get the ball off to Reels. Now to Staten as the Cavaliers get the ball across midcourt. They trail by four as we've hit the halfway point of quarter number three. Reels going to dribble and then give off to Staten over on the right side. Back up top to Reels. Now it goes inside as they'll get the ball to Taberzi. Taberzi wants to stop, pop that little left-hand jumper up in the elbow. It won't go. Coming away with a rebound. Well, I thought Staunton had it, but it was loose. Now Staten's got the ball, and she's gotten tangled up with a gal who's on the floor. Jill says, get her away from me, please. And it is now Teakin who has a defense as they get the ball to Reels. Reels has her shot deflected, and it's taken by the Bulldogs, as this time it was Harris Legender who comes up with the rebound. Now she'll post up low, swing across and set a pick on the far side. They're looking inside, but the Cavaliers doing a good job of keeping her away from the ball. Missed shot is picked off by Jill Staten. Now Staten is pushed as she's going down the floor. The referee missed the first one, but got the second one. All's well that ends well. Is the foul going to be called? I believe this one is going to go against Kinder.
But you know, Gary, that first foul that you said was missed. That's the type of foul when you play like Staunton. That's not going to get called every time.
Yeah, it's just kind of a brush.
Yeah.
It's not really like you're giving them a forearm shiver, but just enough pressure there that if you're trying to go down the floor, it'll knock you off balance.
If you're playing passively and do that, you're going to get called for a foul. But when you play as aggressive as Staunton has played and does play, you're going to get away with that sometimes.
That's the key words right there, get away.
Yep.
You get away with it if you are aggressive. And, of course, if you're not aggressive, then more than likely a higher percentage are going to be called.
That's exactly right.
That's all there is to it. Now there's a little bit of discussion between the Carlinville coaching staff and the referee, and it looked like both people were smiling, so it must have been a pleasant conversation.
Boys championship coming up next, North Mac and Southwestern. And then when we are done here from the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament, we will go off to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational for a championship semifinal between Nokomis and Pena. That broadcast about 9 o'clock. All of it here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com.
Is it just me, or it seems like you're always saying championship game North Green against?
Seems to happen a lot, doesn't it?
They have been in several championship games as of late.
What if not for COVID last year, Gary? They'd be going for a five-peat tonight.
There you go. Reels with the ball, gives it off to DeBerzy. Bulldogs doing some good pressure defense. Reels with the ball as we hit the three-minute mark. And the pass is going to be tipped. Whoop, almost stolen. There's a situation where if you're playing hockey, that wall is fine. You can crash off of it, no problem. But in basketball, that hurts. And so the Cavaliers will maintain possession as DeBerzy gets the ball in to Hannah Gibson. Gibson did what was right. Keep the ball high, turn, shoot. See what happens? Well, what happens is she gets fouled and she'll go to the free throw line to pick up two.
The longer Carlinville can hang around, the more confidence they get and perhaps more tight Staunton gets.
Legender picks up the foul, her first of the night. Two free throws there. Up and a little strong for Hannah Gibson. The 5'10 freshman will try it again. I really like the looks of this young gal. I think she has a bright future for the Cavaliers. She's going to have to lighten up a little on her free throws. She got back iron on both of them. And the scoreboard remains 28-24, Staunton with the lead and the ball at the 2:25 mark. Over on the wing, it'll go to Teakin. Teakin's going to be charged for an offensive foul. Staunton was more excited about that than any play tonight. She did what she wanted to do, set the pick, drew the foul. That foul will go against Teakin, will be her second. Here go the Cavaliers. Oh, a cross-court pass to Staunton. She's got a baseline opening. She takes it. Her shot comes up short. She gets her own rebound. Whoa, we're going to call a foul on the Bulldogs. And I'll tell you what, Katie Teakin thought that she had all ball and that it should have been a jump ball. Well, they didn't call it on her. Instead, they'll call the foul on Elle Feldman, who'll pick up her first. In any event, Jill Staunton with 5 points in the quarter and 8 points on the night. No, she's not going to be shirty.
Wow.
Say, what was she doing with the ball if she wasn't going up for a shot? Whoa, was I thinking out loud again?
Yeah, you were, Gary.
All right, back to live action. Here we go. Staunton comes up with a jumper on the baseline, comes up short, and the Bulldogs, Kinder, has the ball, bringing it down the floor, gives it off to Feldman. Feldman gives it back up top to Teakin. Teakin goes inside. Legender, oh, she could have turned. And when she caught the ball in the lane, stayed in the lane, passed it out. As soon as she passed it out, 3-second call was made.
Now, I feel like, Gary, that's a shot normally Harris is going to turn around and take it.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was one of the best opportunities, best looks that she'd had. Now, DeBerzy playing a little action there, and referee says, yeah, we're just going to stop until you two straighten out. DeBerzy now trying to push off, being guarded closely there by Feldman. She does. She finally gets the ball. And as she tries to pass again, she turns the ball over, turnover number 16. There's a situation when you're on the move, you can't be shuffling those feet and hesitating on a pass.
Well, and even with this pressure, Cromwell having a hard time getting the basketball simply inbounded.
28-24, Staunton maintains the lead. We've hit the 2:19 mark in quarter number three, and it'll be Staunton ball following the turnover by the Cavaliers. Pass comes out as it goes into the hands of Lily Bandy. Bandy swings it over to Kinder. Kinder spins at the elbow, kicks it out to Bandy. Bandy has the ball. Kinder has the ball over on the wing now. Now it'll go to Kinder for the shot. Bottom of the net. Brooke Kinder from the right side free throw line extended. She was deadly. That's yet another three. It's the fourth three of the night for the Bulldogs, and now they commit the foul at the defensive end. Mr. Suarez says we're going to call that on number 20, and that will be Lily Bandy picking up her first. As Real's going to take a well-deserved break. Coming in for her will be Jordan Lovelace. Lovelace will go back and set the defense as Carly Tips gets ready to shoot the free throw. It's up, and it's good. Carly got a nice roll there, gets the shot to drop. She'll get the second shot of the one and one.
Everybody in the floor thought that was the last free throw, Gary.
That was a seventh team foul on the Bulldogs. Second free throw, roll around, drop down. I love it when that ball lays there and just runs out of energy and decides I'll give it to you. 2 points for Carly Tips, her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 31-26, Staunton with a five-point lead. They led by two at halftime. With the ball over on the wing is Kinder. Kinder looking inside to Legender. Legender has three defenders on her and gives the ball up for turnover number 11 on SHS. Bringing the ball down is Jill Staten. She's being guarded closely there by Lily Bandy. They'll get the ball to Taberzi. She'll turn to the free throw line, make that left-hand shot. Taberzi found a spot she liked right next to the right-hand elbow. She picks up her seventh point of the game, makes it 31-28, three-point lead for the Bulldogs. They're getting all they want and then some. Now a partially blocked shot by Lovelace. Staten comes away with for the Cavaliers. Heading into the final minute of the third quarter, she'll get the ball to Taberzi, who dishes it off to Gibson. Gibson now back out top to Staten. Coach Geneve hollering instructions over on the bench at the free throw line extended there. Now the ball go back and inside. This time coming up with a shot is Isabel Taberzi. Second time in a row she's found that same spot. If you find that board, stand on it.
The old fist bump, a smile on the way down the floor for her, Gary.
4 1/4 and a 9 in the game for Taberzi, and it's a 31-30 count. A one-point lead for the Bulldogs. They've got 30 seconds to go, third quarter. They'll dish it off over on the wing to Bandy. Bandy back up top to Teakin. Teakin's shot will not go. Now the Cavaliers come away with the ball, and with 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter, they have an opportunity to take the lead. Gibson with the ball down in the corner. It will go to Weiser. She doesn't shoot it, but she'll pass the ball inside. Nice outside, inside move. Hannah Gibson comes up with the 2 points. Cavaliers have come up with a one-point lead with 3-2-1, long shot, no good. After three quarters of play, it is the number two seeded Harlanville Cavaliers with a 32-31 lead over the top seeded Staunton Bulldogs. Don't go away. Coming back to the
Money Quarter.
We'll be here from WSMI. Back at the pit, and I tell you what, things are really getting lively here now. As we're heading to the fourth quarter, Carlinville with the ball and a one-point lead. They'll swing it over on the wing to Taberzi. Taberzi gives it up to Reels. Reels trying to get the ball in. The pass is deflected, going to be stolen away. Oh, Bulldogs come up with it. They're on the floor fighting for it. They're going to call jump ball, and it will favor the Bulldogs here at the start of the fourth quarter. 32-31 is the score, as the Carlinville Cavaliers have a one-point lead. Staunton bringing the ball down. Kinder on the dribble, gives it off to Feldman. Feldman back inside with a shot, and it's blocked. Taberzi comes up with a rebound. Now it's the Carlinville Cavaliers defense that is starting to create turnovers and block shot. Rio's going to fire a three off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, the reach-in foul going to go against Braylee Weiser. Weiser will pick up her first on the Cavaliers. That'll be 1, 2, 3 team fouls. And so the Bulldogs will inbound, bringing it down to the 7:15 mark, trailing by 1, 32-31. With the ball is Teakin. Teakin gives the ball off on the wing to Bandy. Bandy goes up top. Now they'll go into Legender off the iron, and it's good. Finally, Harris, Legender, gets on the board with her first 2 points of the ball game, and it gives the Bulldogs a one-point lead. Ball goes at midcourt to Gibson. Gibson is going to give it off to Staten. Staten back up top to Reels. They'll set the offense up as Taberzi will set there at the high post. Staten now with the ball is going to dribble between the circles. Now she'll spin to the free throw line, give it off to Reels. Reels passes it back to Staten. Staten looking for Gibson inside. She's not open, so they'll swing the ball back around to the other side. Now Staten to the elbow. She'll switch it off. Shots up from three-point line over onto the wing by Weiser. It will not go. Cavaliers look like they had the rebound, but Kinder instead comes down with it. Now moving to the basket, and an offensive foul going to be called against the Bulldogs. There was a situation where the Cavaliers simply held the ground, and Bandy went in and created the conflict. Foul number two on Bandy. It'll be a change of possession. So the Cavaliers get the ball back as Staunton picks up their 12th turnover of the game. Now Taberzi with a long pass down to the other end to Weiser. Weiser's shot is up and good. Grady Weiser, who had 3 threes in the first quarter, we haven't heard from her since until now. She comes up with her 11th point, makes it 34-33. Cavaliers with a one-point lead. Trying to drive, Staten looking for a travel. None was called. It'll go back the other way as it'll be Kinder with the ball. Out top it'll go to Legender. Legender going to pass the ball off. Shot is deflected by Reels. Staten comes away with a loose ball. She lost it momentarily. Regained possession, and she'll dish the ball off to Taberzi, who steps into a shot from the elbow. It's no good, but fighting for the ball. The Bulldogs touch it out of bounds. There's a little bit of miscommunication between two players there. So the Cavs to get the ball back, leading 34-33 as we have come to the 5:20 mark of the fourth quarter. The Cavaliers seeded number two, leading the top seed. There's Weiser for the shot from, well, the board down at the other end is not as kind as the one here on the north end. Her missed shot is fielded by Felden. She'll bring the ball down over on the wing to Bandy. Bandy almost lost her dribble. She recovers. Now they'll get the ball over to the opposite wing to Kinder. And Coach Corey Allen says, I think we need a timeout. 5 minutes showing on the fourth quarter clock. Carlinville with a 34-33 lead. Staunton with a timeout. We'll be back after this one message on WSMI. Here we go. Fourth quarter action. Cavaliers ball. 1 point lead. Staten on the drive down the right side. She has three different people picking at that ball. She picks up her dribble. Gets the ball off to Taberzi. Taberzi now dishes it off to Weiser. Weiser dribbling between the circles. Get the ball to Staten. Now to Taberzi over on the left wing. Taberzi wants to drive that baseline. Now the baseline pass out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Staunton. That's good defense when you get your hand in the passing lane there on the baseline. Keep it from going through. Staten's going to inbound under her own basket. Cavies up by one. They'll get the ball to Taberzi. Taberzi taps the ball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by CHS. Turnover unofficially number 17. On the Carlinville Cavaliers, but they have a 34-33 lead here in the fourth quarter as we're about halfway through quarter number four. Legender going to drive, going to fire off the glass, won't go. Even when she gets a good look, she can't get the shot to drop. She's setting right now on 2 points for the night. Very seldom will you see Harris Legender with 2 points in the ball game.
You know, Gary, sometimes when a player like Harris has a game like this, they hit the big shot.
And there's a big shot by Jill Staten. Her third three of the day gives her 11 points, gives the Cavaliers a 37-33 lead.
Speaking of big shots.
That is a big shot, and it makes the lead a two-possession lead. Now trying to go inside, they'll dish the ball off to Felden. Feldman going back to Kinder. Now to Legender for three. Bottom of the net. What were you saying about Harris Legender being silent?
There it is.
In the money quarter, she's coming through with 5 points here, making it 37-36. Cavy still with a one-point lead. Staten to Reels to Gibson to Staten. Good ball movement back to Taberzi on the left side. To Staten for three. Head of the key. This time it will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Tekin. Tekin's going to stop and pop off the glass. Goes around, goes down, hacked in the act. She'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. What a play by Katie Teakin. She wised up and realized, I can't drive through the defenders. She stopped on a dive, got the shot to drop, and the free throw as well. So the old-fashioned free for Katie Teakin makes it 39-37, Staunton back in the lead by two. They've got momentum. Carlinville's got a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 2:58 to go, fourth quarter. 39-37 is the Staunton Bulldog lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. My man Tim Mize said after the first quarter, this has been interesting. I think this interesting game, Mr. Mize, has been elevated.
Yeah, it's living up to championship building, and championship night at the county never disappoints, Gary. Always delivers.
Indeed, and now it's going to be a turnover as Staten ran into a double team right in front of the scoreboard or the scores table. Now Legender with the ball over in the baseline. They're going to run a little dribble drive here, working that weave together. Now Legender, oh, she's got a three if she wants it. She doesn't want it. Instead, she'll give off to Teakin. Teakin's going to dish it to Feldman. Feldman's going to drive baseline. It's shut off there by Taberza. She'll take it back up top to Teakin. Teakin will back things out. 39-37 is the Staunton lead with 2-2-2 showing on that fourth quarter clock. Legender being guarded there by Gibson. She goes outside, kicks the ball off. Instead to Teakin. Now back to Legender. Teakin with the ball in the corner. She's going to drive baseline against Jill Staten underneath there. And before they lose the ball, Corey Allen very wisely called a timeout. And, I mean, you could see the kill in Jill Staten's eyes. She knew, I'm going after that ball, and I'm not going to be denied. The blowing of the whistle for the timeout is the only thing that stopped her.
Well, and Jill Staten, I think, as this game has worn on, has recognized, I'm going to be allowed to maybe get away with a little more physicality in this game than other games.
And might we add, this is Jill's mom's gym.
There you go.
She played some very outstanding basketball on this very floor. And I'm going to add this for points. Just a few years ago.
There it is, Gary. Very smart. Very smart.
Indeed. She comes from good lineage, as they say.
But, Gary, that's one of the neat things about this tournament is the family lineage. We think about coming up with the boys' championship game, JT Alexander. His mother, Jody Ottersberg,
yes,
of course, had some moments on this floor and for the Gillespie Miners. Her state championship shot banner is right behind us on the north wall.
Amen. As you said, a lot of history in this old building.
Mm.
Yes, it was damaged. But I tell you what, when they put it back together, they did an outstanding job. It's brighter than it's ever been. It's better than it's ever been.
It's a wonderful facility. It really is. You get that little bit of a Wrigley Field quality where you might have a seat right behind the pole.
It is indeed a quality gymnasium with a lot of heritage, and thank goodness they were able to save it. An excellent job of renovating it indeed. Staunton with the ball following the timeout. They'll get the ball up top to Katie Teakin. Teakin between the circles being guarded by State. She'll dish it off and give it to Bandy. Bandy now has the ball and gives it off to Feldman. L goes to Harris Legender, down to 1:40 to go. Staunton is hanging on to a two-point lead, and they're trying to hang on to the ball. They're going dribble drive and staying very patient. We're down to 1:30 and counting. With the ball now is Katie Teakin. Teakin tries the lead pass. Now in the corner, shot is up. Good! Bar three. Talk about the ice water. Lily Bandy with her second tray of the day gives her 11 points on the game, makes it 42-37. Seems like this may be Staunton's biggest lead. They haven't been up by more than five or six. It's been a closely played game all night. The biggest lead of the game, I believe, was Carlinville's at 9-0. Staunton comes up long and strong on a three-point shot. And now with 1 minute to go, Staunton is in the driver's seat. They've got the lead. They've got the ball. Jill Staunton was hoping that she was diving one way. As she was diving here, the ball didn't work out. Staunton picks up her third foul. Not bad, because Carlinville still has to commit a couple of fouls in order to get Staunton into the bonus.
Yeah, they can be aggressive here and try to get the steal.
They just got to be careful, as Reels has three and Gibson has three and Staunton has three. And you don't want to lose any one of them in the last 1 minute of the game. Cavaliers putting on that pressure defense. Staunton will get the ball out to Teakin. Teakin is going to be fouled by Staunton, who will pick up her fourth. That'll be team foul number six. Still no shot. Jill says, okay, somebody else going to have to take over in the fouling department. Coach Denise says, well, to set my defense, what we need is a stop and a pop and another stop as they trail by five. 50 seconds to go. Championship game number one tonight. Championship game number two.
North Mac Southwestern.
And the boys will be taking floor as soon as the celebration for one team or the other is over tonight. Is there any possibility that WSMI might be able to talk to members of the winning team tonight?
We're going to give it a go, Gary.
We'll try. We'll try.
That's the plan.
God only knows what the internet will do to us, but we're going to give it our best shot. Will we be talking to the Cavaliers? Will we be talking to the Bulldogs? Regardless, we have had 10 girls on the floor giving their all out all the time tonight.
This is what high school basketball is all about right here. Win or lose, effort and energy the entire way.
And this is what the Macoupin County Tournament is all about. And those people are talking about its demise. There's others who are saying, hey, we want to keep this heritage. We want to keep this lineage. We want to keep this tournament going on. Staunton will inbound following the timeout. They're up by five, 42-37. It'll be Teakin trying to get the ball in. She'll get the ball in to Feldman, and Feldman is going to be fouled by Reels. Lily's going to pick up her fourth. Now Staten will come back in as they let somebody else do the fouling. Staten's in there for the rebound and the offense, hopefully. To the free throw line will go L. Feldman. She'll shoot the one and one. She's hit a three tonight. That's the extent of her scoring. As she'll eye it, she'll try it, and she'll buy it. I'll tell you what, somebody has been passing around the ice water tonight. Sit there very calmly and hit the first, second shot. She'll do it again. The 5'4 sophomore showed that she was up to the task. 44-37, Staunton by seven. If it ends up a seven-point game, nobody's going to believe how close this game really was. Now an errant pass is stolen by the Bulldogs, as this time it was Bandy who comes over the ball. She'll take her time, and it's going to force Taberzi to go out and foul her. For Taberzi, can you believe that is the first foul of the night on Taberzi, who's played some outstanding offense, defense. She's been all over the floor. Her first foul will be the team's eighth foul, so it'll be a one-and-one for the Bulldogs, but not until we take this time out. Staunton Bulldogs, 44. Carlinville Cavaliers, 37. 33.3 seconds left in the fourth quarter of the girls' championship game of the Macoupin County Tournament that you're listening to on WSMI. Levi Ubelt, he's the man of the hour back there. He's not only doing his duty, but he's got an ear on the action. Gets us back to live action as Lily Bandy steps to the free throw line. 11 points on the night. Free throw's up. Free throw's good. She's got 12. It would appear that the Bulldogs are salting this away, and now Coach Allen says nobody on the line, and as they move off of the line, one of the Cavaliers stepped out of her lane. They did not call the violation. I think that's very good that they don't. Staten now with the ball, gives it off to Gibson. Gibson to DeBerzi, the lefty for the long three. When you really need it, you can't get it. The Cavaliers have come up with some big threes tonight, but now when they really must have them, seems like they can't give them. 17 seconds to go. Taberzi's shot off to the right. Coming up with a rebound is Legender. Into the final 10 seconds we go. I think Coach Geneva said, call off the dogs, and the dogs are going to win this one as the final seconds tick off, and Staunton comes away with a 45-37 victory, an 8-point victory for the Staunton Bulldogs, and they are the champions of the Macoupin County. We'll take a break. When we come back, nope, we're going to stay right here for a second. Oh, yes, we got the presentation. We don't want to miss the presentation. While we're waiting for that, I want to congratulate both the Carlinville Cavaliers and the Staunton Bulldogs on an outstanding game. Many people in the county said it's the Staunton Bulldogs on one level and it's everybody else on a different level. Well, the Cavaliers made some giant steps to get up there in that elite group of the Macoupin County.
Oh, they sure did. Give Carlinville a bunch of credit for hanging tough. I mean, what, they were winning 36-34? Or they had a two-possession lead, didn't they?
Yes, they had a two-possession lead at one
time. Let's give these two teams a huge round of applause for one great, great contest this evening. And please direct your attention to center court for the presentation of the 2022 Macoupin County Tournament plaques. Here to present the awards is Gillespie High School Principal Jill Rosentreter. The 2022 Macoupin County Girls Second Place plaque goes to the Lady Cavaliers from Carlinville. And now, your 2022 Macoupin County Tournament Champions, the Lady Bulldogs from Staunton.
And there you have it, the presentation of the plaques.
Should have the all-tournament team coming up here, Gary.
And the Staunton Lady Bulldogs, no, it's photo time. They're getting their pictures taken with that plaque, something that they will remember for the rest of their lives, coming to Gillespie and going home with a county championship. And now the boys are waiting in the wings as they're ready to go. But
ladies and gentlemen,
here we go.
As soon as the floor is swept, we will announce the all-tournament team.
All-tournament team coming for the Macoupin County tournament.
Well, the question is, how many Lady Bulldogs go on the team, Gary? I mean, you could make the case for probably five different Staunton players to be on this team.
Well, and here's one of them that probably may not make it, but Lily Bandy came off the bench and had 12 points tonight.
Mm.
Now, that's something when you can get bench strength like that.
Yeah, it is.
Bandy comes up with 12 off the bench, and those were huge points. The leading scorer for the Bulldogs was
Ladies
was
and gentlemen,
Katie
at this time, we'd like to announce the 2022 Macoupin County All-Tournament Team. The players have been selected by the Macoupin County coaches. Ladies, when I call your name, please go to the half-court circle. From Gillespie, Madison Niemeyer. From Gillespie, Reagan Busman. From Staunton, Katie Deacon. From Carlinville, Jill Staunton. And from Staunton, Harris Legender. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2022 Macoupin County All-Conference Team.
All-Tournament Team. There you go. The All-Tournament Team there listed, and I tell you what, that is five outstanding young ladies on the All-Tournament Team for the Macoupin County Girls Tournament in 2020. Madison Niemeyer from Gillespie, Reagan Busman from Gillespie, Katie Teakin from Staunton, Harris Legender from Staunton, and Jill Staunton from Carlinville. Five outstanding players making the all-tournament team for the Macoupin County Tournament 2022. Our final score of the championship game, 45-37 in favor of the Staunton Bulldogs. And we're trying to corral a couple of the Lady Bulldogs and see if we can talk to them a little bit.
Very much standing here with Katie Teakin and Harris Legender, all tournament team performers, but more importantly, Macoupin County champions. How are you feeling right now?
Excited. Kind of shocked.
This was, I think, a lot of people didn't necessarily expect this tough of a ball game here tonight, but I think you guys knew immediately you were going to be in a dogfight.
Yeah, I mean, we can't look over Carlinville. They have a lot of great shooters, and it really showed tonight.
This game was intense from the get-go. Talk to me about your defensive intensity and how that sets the tone for you guys.
When we get those steals, I feel like we just get going, and that gives us the energy to score and keep the intensity up.
You guys have had such a great year, but you had such a long layoff coming into this tournament. Just talk about those 19 days off and just how tough it was not to play.
It was really hard. I mean, we had to go harder in practice, and I think it really paid off because we won a championship.
And, I mean, 19 days without a game usually means you get a lot of practice and all that, but that wasn't the case for you guys. So were you out of shape coming into this?
I was very out of shape. That first game back was very rough. My shooting was rough. It still is rough after tonight, but we'll hope to come back.
No, I made the comment before they announced the all-tournament team. There could be any one of five Lady Bulldogs on this roster. Talk about your depth. You guys got so many different weapons.
Yeah, I think all five of our starters, even a couple of our bench players, could have easily been up there getting the medal as well.
And you guys have a lot of freshmen on this team that contribute, and I suspect as the season has gone along, you've seen them grow.
Yes, I have. Their confidence has grown. They realize when to pass the ball, when to shoot, and just all around they've improved a lot.
Now, I assume you know that your coach, Corey Allen, played here at Gillespie, so it has to be a little extra special to get it for her on this floor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's our floor now, I guess.
Nice. Boom. Drop the mic right there.
I'm just kidding.
But not really, though.
No, not really.
There it is. Harris Legender, Katie Tegan, congratulations on the championship. Go get your photo.
Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome interview, Tim. Two young ladies not only excited about being the county champions, but they're in love with life. They're having a good time. They're really enjoying it. They're giggly, as they would say. As we look at the individual scoring for Staunton, Lily Bandy off the bench with 12 points, and it was Katie Tekin coming up with 13. Those two in double figures to lead the way, Katie Tekin with 13 and Lily Bandy with 12. Then it was 5 points for Elle Feldman, 5 points for Harris Legender, 5 points for Savannah Billings, and 2 points for Kylie Lusico. Right now, the Staunton Lady Bulldogs are getting their picture taken, and I think Tim Mize is down there seeing if he can perhaps get an interview with the winning coach, Corey Allen, that you know as well as I do, especially with the ladies and the parents. It's photo time. Nothing stops the photo time. And so that is it for the interviews. It looks like Corey Allen has had her championship plaque, and her team is getting the pictures, and they said, Coach, get in here and get in the pictures. So while she's getting in the pictures, we'll go through the Staunton scoring once again. Katie Tekin with 13, Lily Bandy off the bench with 12, 5 points for Savannah Billings, 5 points for Elle Feldman, 5 points for Harris Legender. She was held scoreless in the first three quarters, but 5 big points as Staunton overcame a one-point deficit to win this one by 8 as they outscored Carlinville 14-5 in the fourth quarter. For the Cavaliers, Braylee Weiser led the way with 11. She was the only one in double figures. She had 9 of those points in the first quarter, finished the night with 11, Braylee Weiser. Then it was Isabella Taberzi who finished with 9 points, all of those coming in the second and third quarter. Then it was 3 points for Jill, or excuse me, it was 11 points for Jill Staten as she was in double figures as well. Then it was 9 points for Taberzi, 2 points each for Jordan Lovelace, Carly Tips, and Hannah Gibson. Quarters of 9, 10, 13, but in that fourth quarter, the Cavaliers could only come up with 5, and they saw a 32-31 lead evaporate and end up in a 45-37 loss as they were outscored 14-5 in the
money quarter.
And as you said, you play those three, but it's that fourth quarter you have to finish the deal, and the Staunton Lady Bulldogs did that tonight.
They got it done when it counted the most, and we'll have Corey Allen on Sports Saturday tomorrow morning.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, she was warming up her smile because she knew those girls weren't going to let her be out of that picture. And so I thought when you went down there with the microphone, if it's photo time, You're fighting the losing battle, trying to get the microphone. That's Tim Mize. I'm Gary Boker. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more postgame after these messages on WSMI.
Back inside the pit here at Gillespie High School, the girls' championship game in the books. It goes the way of the Staunton Bulldogs, 45-37.
Carl Ray just came up and said, how could you forget about Payne and Nokomis? I told him, I said, we've got it covered. I just happened to get a championship game that was a whale of a game. And indeed it was, as Staunton comes away with a 45-37 victory. People are going to look at this score tomorrow, next week, whenever, and say an 8-point win. Well, we kind of thought they would win by 8 or 10. But little will people know if they just look at numbers just how well the Carlinville Cavaliers played. They took Staunton Bulldogs to the limit. They had them right where they want them, but they let go in the fourth quarter.
Well, they had a 4-point lead with, what, inside of 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, and it was all of a sudden a quick turnaround. And, you know, one key that I thought in watching that turnaround, we talked about how all night that Harris Legender had been shut out. She only had 5 points, but that huge three, that was a big turnaround, and it was almost like that Boyd the Bulldog said, okay, we got the star going, let's roll. She picked two more points, had five in the fourth quarter, and like you said, in the money quarter, that's when it really counted, and that's when Harris Legender rose to the occasion.
And to your point, when Harris hit that shot, I think the rest of the Staunton kids were like, okay, we got this now.
It's a motivating shot, to say the least, and they don't need much motivation. As the girls talked about there in your post-game interview, they love to play that defense, but that time off, it kind of took it out of them a little bit. However, we talked in the pregame about how sometimes the letdown will be in the second game, and I thought those Lady Bulldogs, they came out with a vengeance defensively all night long, and I think perhaps that's what wore down the Cavaliers in the fourth quarter.
And I love the personality of Paris Legender. This is our floor now, she says.
Well, I said as you finished the interview, that was two young ladies who are not only good basketball players, but they're outstanding young ladies, and they're in love with life. They had a good time out there tonight, and you could tell they were giggly. They were so happy to have that county championship. I don't care if everybody said, well, yeah, you should win it. Going out and getting the job done, that's the achievement, and they will live with that the rest of their lives.
It's why, I mean, the games aren't played on paper. It's one of the oldest classification sports, but tonight proved the point to where I don't think a lot of people really gave Carlinville the type of chance to have a 4-point lead late into the fourth quarter in this ball game. You give the Cavaliers a ton of credit for the moxie they showed tonight, but for Staunton, when the chips were pushed to the middle of the table, they had the winning hand.
Well, when you look at Carlinville going into that locker room, yes, it's good to have a good spurt in the first half, maybe. But when they went into the locker room at halftime, 21-19, that really built the confidence. They came back out, or losing by only two at halftime, I should say. They came back out in that third quarter, outscored Staunton 13-10. Most everybody said, just wait, they'll fold, just wait, they'll fold. Well, they took it right down to the final few minutes before they finally ran out of gas. And credit Carlinville for an outstanding effort, but also credit the championship coming through for the Staunton Bulldogs as they played with grit when the game was on the line.
Well, Gary, Carlinville didn't lose this game. Staunton took it from them.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I think girls basketball is better for what we saw tonight. A lot of people talking about how in mid-Illinois there maybe is not a whole lot of the outstanding girls basketball. Well, here you had a Staunton Bulldog team that came in with a record like 14-3, and they're playing a Carlinville Cavalier team that's been hovering around 500 all year. And if you didn't know their records, you couldn't tell which team was which tonight. They both played outstanding basketball from the tip-off to the final horn.
And for Staunton, just the fourth county girls title they have won in program history, their first since 2011. And your all-tournament team, Harris Legender for Staunton, Katie Teakin for Staunton, Jill Staten for Carlinville, and then Madison Niemeyer and Reagan Bussman of Gillespie. That is your 2022 Macoupin County Girls All-Tournament team.
I'm about out of gas. Could you send us away from this game and get us to our next game, Tim Mize?
Well, I'll tell you what, the boys' game, they got a long way to go to live up to what we just saw out of the girls' championship. But if we have learned one thing over the years, Macoupin County Championship Night delivers year after year. Staunton champions for the girls. Can North Mac make it four straight boys' championships? The Panthers of North Mac, the Piasaw Birds of Southwestern. They're about 10 minutes from tip. We'll take a break. You're listening to the 103rd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI.